Nolte, Bubba Wallace continues to insist it's a noose. By John Nolte on June 24, 2020. As if he doesn't already look ridiculous enough, NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace appeared on KNLL Tuesday night to insist it's a noose. By my count, because America no longer has an institution that looks into and investigates the accuracy of events before relaying them to the public. Yes, children, America once had this thing we call the news media. We have just experienced our fourth news hoax in almost as many years. There was the DC news hoax, rope used to move equipment. There was the University of Delaware news hoax, hangers for tree lanterns. There was the Oakland news hoax, exercise ropes. And now we have the NASCAR news hoax because someone decided to freak out over a loop tied into a rope that's used to pull down a garage door. Of course, Altawana Brawley Sharpton is pretty sure Bubba is still the victim here. While statues are toppled and monuments are desecrated throughout the country, while predominantly black neighborhoods are razed by rioters, looters, and arsonists, 15 FBI agents still had enough time on their hands to dig into the gobsmacking mystery of the intent behind the person, or persons, who, all the way back in 2019, tied a loop into a rope used to pull down a garage door. There is so little racism in America. 15 FBI agents, 15, were rushed to the scene of a loop tied into a garage pull. God bless America. But because everyone on the left is insane, deranged with hate, desperate to be a victim, desperate for the societal cash that comes with being damaged in some way, Bubba Wallace can't and won't let it go. He simply doesn't have it in him to appear on KNLL and say, "Yeah, I'm embarrassed. My team overreacted. It's a big nothing and I want to apologize. I work with great people, I have the best fans, and I'm relieved to know that's still true. So let's move on, and use this as a lesson to not overreact. To give our friends and coworkers in country the benefit of the doubt." No, he can't be gracious or generous or decent or humble or uniting or act as a healer. Because it's still a noose. KNLL, have you seen ropes like that hanging from garages? It's that fairly typical? Bubba Wallace, Don, the damage I have of what I've seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a garage pull. I've been racing all my life, we've raced out of hundreds of garages that have never had garage pulls like that. So people who want to call it a garage pull and put out videos and photos of knots as their evidence, go ahead. But from the evidence that we have, that I have, it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage, over my car, around my pit crew guys, to confirm that it was a noose. Never seen anything like it. I talked to my crew chief about it. I said, "Is this something like, I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun." And I said, "This isn't a knot, this isn't," and he's like, "Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way. This is something that took time." KNLL, so what are you saying? Are you saying that you believe it was intended for you in that way? Or are you, what are you saying here? Bubba Wallace, it was a noose. Whether tied in 2019, it was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me but somebody tied a noose. KNLL, huh. Bubba Wallace, that's what I am saying. It was, it is a noose. Translation, someone did something last year that had nothing to do with me. But I'm still a victim because being a victim is now the highest status you can achieve in this country. So even though it had nothing to do with me whatsoever, I feel like it had something to do with me because I've allowed it to affect me. And that's all that matters, not the truth, not facts, all that matters is the way I feel. So I'm still damaged and America is racist and stuff. When this story first broke, we all knew it was a hoax because almost every hate crime is revealed as a hoax. White Hispanic. Hands up, don't shoot. Covington Catholic High School. Jussie Smollett. And 100 or so more. Simply put, the demand for racism in America far exceeds the supply. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.